Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The gospel for this Sunday is a little bit unusual. It's one of the few recorded encounters of our Lord with a Gentile, and it also takes place in Gentile territory. Christ had gone into what is now called southern Lebanon, and there he was met by, according to some versions of the story, a Canaanite, or in other versions, a Phoenician woman. It's really the same thing. She was a descendant of a people who had repeatedly corrupted and undermined Hebrew religion, morality, and national security during Old Testament times. And from an Orthodox Jewish perspective, the woman was more than just a Gentile. She was one of the most despised types of Gentile. Some Jews of the day generally referred to her people as dogs. It took courage for a woman with this background to approach any Jewish teacher. In respectful terms, she pleaded that Jesus have mercy on her afflicted daughter. At first, he said nothing. He seemed to be ignoring her. His disciples, however, certainly did not ignore her. They were annoyed by her very presence, and she kept asking for help. So they wanted the master to send her away, to get rid of her. When Christ finally did speak to her, he was rather abrupt. At first, he seemed to be with the disciples. He stressed that his mission on earth was among Israelites. He could not neglect his duty to call Israel back to God. And his primary mission was not to go out working among people such as the Canaanites or Phoenicians, who had not yet shown much moral or spiritual development. As the Jewish Messiah, it wasn't his earthly mission to pursue a ministry among these Canaanites. According to some commentators, Christ did not use the most offensive form of the word dog that most first century Jews would have used, but he was still saying, rather abruptly, that he could not neglect God's covenant children to look after pagan house pets. And still, the woman was not put off by these blunt words. In fact, she may have actually been encouraged that he was not being as harsh as she might have expected. In humility and in faith, she accepted his reply. She didn't protest. She didn't try to defend herself or her people. She did not worry about self-esteem. She simply asked for mercy. She trusted that any small consideration from Jesus would help her poor daughter. And so Christ helped the woman by healing her daughter. Although she was not part of his primary mission field, her faith opened the way for him to work in her life. Her faith was greater than that of many an Israelite, and our Lord would not ignore such a living faith. There are many points that we could draw from this gospel story. This morning, let us look at two. First, this encounter teaches us about Christ's ministry in this world. We sometimes imagine that Christ's ministry was different from what the scriptures really say. Many Christians have an overly sentimental, sweet view of Jesus the Christ. In his work, however, was not always gentle in his words. He was not superficially agreeable and nice with everyone all the time. Sometimes he knew that he needed to be distant or blunt or even forceful. In this particular encounter, he used silence, and then he spoke blunt words. He did so to test and to teach the Canaanite woman, but not just her. He also did it to teach and to test his disciples. His underlying kindness and mercy did not become obvious until the very end of the encounter. Our Lord still deals with people in such ways. He's not always gentle with us. Sometimes we may feel ignored. Sometimes he may speak to us bluntly through the scripture, through the teachings of the church, through our fellow believers, through life events, or even through our own consciences. Sometimes he takes a while to teach us and to test us. And we may not always sense his loving kindness unless we are persistent, like the woman in the story. We may not come to appreciate his true graciousness towards us unless we're willing to wait. Unless we're willing to wait until he decides that it is the appropriate time and the appropriate way for him to help us. Secondly, the story of the Canaanite woman teaches us about the importance of humility and persistence in faith. The woman was convinced that only Christ could fulfill her need. And so she did not turn away because he seemed to ignore her at first. She wasn't turned away because his disciples were unfriendly. She was not turned away when Christ himself pointed to other concerns in his ministry. She did not run off in search of some easier teacher or healer. She was very determined. And yet, in her determination, she did not make arrogant demands. She did not use her lowly background or her lack of merit. She did not assert her rights in some modern way. She did not yell, "But I'm just as good as the next person." For she knew that before Christ, she had no rights. Instead, she simply affirmed her belief and her hope that mercy might be extended to even the lowliest of God's creatures. She had faith that Christ could and would help her. And her faith was accepted and commended. Most modern people, including those of us who say that we're Christians, do not always realize the importance of humility or persistence in faith. We really prefer to have immediate gratification. And that's not just in worldly matters, even in spiritual matters. If we don't get the response that we want quickly, we tend to become discouraged, impatient, defensive, or even offensive. We tend to confuse modern political or social theory with religious doctrine. We forget that while we may indeed have some rights in certain human relationships, we have no rights before Almighty God. Christ does not owe us anything. So we must always approach him in humility. We must wait on his mercy in faith. We must trust that even the smallest crumbs from His table will be for our benefit. And finally, these two points that we've looked at in the Gospel have a special relevance to us during this season of Lent. First, Lent is a 40-day reminder that we are lowly before Almighty God. God in Christ is truly merciful, but His mercy is not always expressed in the way or at the time that we would wish. He may make us wait. He may point out to us that we haven't shown great spiritual potential. And on a natural level, we haven't always been God's faithful children. We haven't always put Him first in our daily lives. And still, despite our faults, we may be impatient. We may want Him to help us. We are concerned about our own personal convenience. And so we have the disciplines of Lent. The disciplines of Lent are to put us into greater spiritual sensitivity. They are to remind us to put service ahead of our convenience or comfort. Secondly, this is a season that reminds us of the necessity of faith. Not just any kind of faith, but humble, penitent, and persistent faith. Although we must not trust in our own merits, we must keep on seeking, keep on striving, being persistent in our search for God's blessing. Accepting our lowliness before God, we must continually ask Him to help us. If we maintain faith in Christ, then His mercy and His grace can do great things in our lives, just as He did in the lives of the Phoenician woman and her daughter. Now to God the Father, God the Son.